Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Houston, Texas. The cataclysmic explosion of a giant star is the most distant object ever detected by telescopes. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
NASA's Swift Space Observatory, which is tuned to see high-energy gamma ray emitted from extreme events, has picked up a colossal blast. The cataclysmic explosion of a giant star, the most distant single object ever detected by telescopes. Other telescopes that followed up on the signal confirmed the source to be more than 13 billion light years away. And scientists say that the star's destruction probably resulted in what astronomers call a black hole. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The cataclysmic explosion of a giant star at the most distant location ever detected by scientists has a past significance as well as a prophetic significance, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. With the power of a satellite that can see farther into outer space than ever before, the scientific world has observed the most distant single object ever detected by a telescope, a cataclysmic explosion of a giant star. The scientific world believes that this event will give them more information on the origins of our universe, a quest for truth that is not looking to the right source for the truth. When all that they must do is look to the source for this knowledge written by the only one that observed it happen and could do it again, and in fact will do it again. Let me explain. The Bible, Genesis chapter 1, tells how God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, including this star that exploded deep in space. That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 16. In the future, God will destroy this whole universe, 2 Peter 3:10, and create, as he did the first time, new heavens and a new earth. That's Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. The Apostle Peter wrote that very brilliant people will be dumb on purpose at the time of the end, and they will deny the truth of creation given to us by God, the one who did it, observed it, and then had Moses write about it. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. The Apostle Peter also said that people who deny God created the heavens and the earth and all that in them is will also deny that Jesus Christ is coming back. But I must remind you, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...